This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Another example, like the way we started off the week Sunday night, where you can't trust the overnight trade, which was in both cases Sunday and now into last night, lower grain futures, but a quick turnaround then. It took some time, but ultimately we did settle mostly higher on Monday. That was a rejection then of new lows and also a test of support. So far, successful for the bulls at these key price levels for nearby corn futures at $4, for July soybeans at $11 even. And then again, backing off overnight only to charge higher after the 8:30 restart. We have some rumors swirling about China, and that would be the reason why soybeans have the leadership.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
The 2026 fungicide package from Landis Cooperative combines trusted crop protection, foliar nutrition, and expert agronomy support into one complete strategy designed to help your crop finish strong through disease and late season stress. Corn and soybean programs are available now. Talk with your local Landis representative today or call 515-817-2100 to put a stronger protection plan in place for your acres.
July corn up 1 1/4 at 416 3/4. July soybeans up 12 1/2 at 1131 3/4. July soybean meal up 220 at 304.20. July soybean oil down 4 cents at 74.33. Chicago wheat up 6 1/4 at 596 even. Minneapolis wheat up 4 cents at 620. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 1/2 at 638 1/2. July oats up 8 1/2 at 305 1/2. On the Merck, August live cattle up $1.43 at $244.68. August feeder cattle up $2.03 at $363.58. July lean hogs down 50 cents at $96.08. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at $16.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.